John Solomon, Joe Biden was the architect of U.S.-funded military espionage outpost in Russia. By Robert Krajicek on July 28, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden was the architect of the Obama administration's support for the development of a Russian technology initiative known as SkoCoVo, explained John Solomon, editor-in-chief of Just the News and author of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Offering his comments in an interview on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Breitbart News reported on the SkoCoVo initiative in 2016. As part of her duties during the so-called Russian Reset, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton led the way on U.S. involvement in a Russian government technology initiative that was intended to be the Russian equivalent of America's Silicon Valley known as SkoCoVo. The innovation city, located outside Moscow, has some 30,000 workers in state-of-the-art facilities under strict government control. Clinton's State Department recruited U.S. tech giants like Google, Cisco, Intel. Indeed, out of 28 U.S., European, and Russian companies that participated in SkoCoVo, 17 of them were Clinton Foundation donors or paid for speeches by Bill Clinton. However, as involvement in SkoCoVo by Clinton cronies increased, so, too, did the danger for the technology coming out of the Russian tech mecca to be used for Russian military purposes. Solomon recalled the Obama administration's rationale for assisting Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans to develop a technological hub near Moscow. Former President Barack Obama and then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sought to procure goodwill with the Kremlin by connecting the Russian government with U.S.-based technology companies. Hillary Clinton's State Department was the lead on this, Solomon stated. Joe Biden was the architect of this. The idea was Russia is behind in the technology space, and if we help build them a technology economy, they'll stop stealing our stuff and be able to sustain themselves, and we'll have a friendly partner thousands of miles away in Moscow. That was the farthest thing from the truth. Listen. SkoCoVo was used to advance Russia's military capabilities, Solomon noted, including espionage against the U.S. It was being used as a military espionage outpost. And, was actually stealing technology important to hypersonic missiles, he said. Enabling Russia's military advancement was wrong-headed, Solomon determined. There's a prevailing theory that this was a giveaway with no payback to the American people, he concluded. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.